May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There's this really interesting part of the Book of Common Prayer. It's at the very end of the Nicene Creed that I'm sure some of you have said hundreds of times. See if you can spot it. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. That's it. I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It is not, I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, although that is what we say today when we say the Nicene Creed. It's, I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I believe one church. And that changes the nuance a little bit, right? What does it mean to believe the church? For one thing, it means that our knowledge of God doesn't all come from direct personal experience, but also from what we hear from others. It means reading the scriptures, like we have this morning, because it is the church, after all, that compiled the Bible and that tells us that there is a special significance in the books of the Bible. Believing the church is why every Sunday we say the Creed, which is the church's ancient witness to the fundamentals of our faith. Believing the church is why we read and value the writings of Christian theologians from across time and space, because God has not stopped speaking. Believing the church means trusting our ancestors in the faith, as well as our contemporaries today. It means that we don't believe alone, but with the whole body of Christ and the whole cloud of witnesses. And it's not about believing a particular church, the Anglican Church or the Catholic Church or this particular parish of St. Helens. It's about believing one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the whole church, our wisdom and testimony of almost 2,000 years. I bring this all up because of our gospel today, because Thomas is one of the first Christians who ever had to face the prospect of believing the church. And Thomas can tell us a little bit about what that means. And the first thing he tells us about believing the church is that it is really hard to believe the church. Thomas hears from the disciples, his friends, the church, that they have seen Jesus, and he can't make himself believe them. I'm sure he's thinking about all the times that they've been wrong before, all the many ways that Peter and the rest of them have messed up and misunderstood Jesus. And maybe we can sympathize. Believing the church, valuing our tradition, trusting our ancestors in the faith, it's all lovely and beautiful. But we know how much Christians have messed up. We know how much we continue to mess up, how much we have denied the full humanity of whole groups of people, how we have hurt people in the name of Christ and his church. And I'm sure we can say those are flawed humans. They're not the church. They're not one holy Catholic and apostolic church. But still, how do we believe the church when it holds so much pain? It's a good thing then that the next thing Thomas tells us is that you don't need to believe the church to have a place in the church. At no point in this entire story does anyone criticize Thomas. No one calls him Doubting Thomas. Thomas doesn't believe his friends when they tell him about the resurrection. He implies that they're either mistaken or lying, maybe. But 1 week later, he is still welcome with them. He's still welcome in their house, regardless of what he believes. And despite how some Christians have acted, we are also welcome in the church, even when we can't say the creed, even when we wonder if other Christians are mistaken or even lying, even when we doubt whether this whole religion thing was a good idea. We still belong. And relatedly and radically, Thomas shows us that we don't need to believe everything the church says in order to have an encounter with God. When Jesus appears again, he gives Thomas exactly what he asks for and exactly what he needs in order to believe in the resurrection. Again, Jesus never reprimands Thomas for doubting the other disciples. He gives himself fully and completely to Thomas and invites him to believe. Jesus's grace and self-giving love are so much greater than our justified fears about what the church says. And whether or not we in the 21st century have touched Jesus's wounds, many of us have met the living Christ. We have seen Christ in the face of a loved one or a stranger, in the words of Scripture, the mundane, in the church, outside of the church, as believers and as doubters. Jesus works with what we've got, and the faith of many people in this room is testament to that. So, believing the church is hard, and it's not necessary to belong, and it's not necessary to encounter Jesus, and yet. And yet the last thing that this story tells us is that believing the church is still important. It is still a blessing, and it is still good. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet have come to believe. Blessed are we when the church tells us about Christ, and we come to believe, and we have life in his name. Because here's the thing, despite all their flaws, this time the disciples weren't wrong. And despite all the ways Christians have messed up, the church's testimony is still true, and we still have something good to say. Christ is risen. We have seen the Lord. And it says something about Thomas that as much as he doubts the disciples, he doesn't discount them completely, so that 1 week later he's still hanging around their house. There is value to Thomas questioning. There is value to the disciples offering testimony. And above all, there is value to Thomas and the other disciples sticking together as church long enough for his questions to be answered. So regardless if you believe one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, my Easter prayer is thanksgiving that you are here. And thanksgiving that I am here and have gotten to be here with you. Together, we have experienced the risen Christ. Amen.